Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to episode 8 of the Brian Kenny podcast. Hope everyone is having an awesome Saturday. Last week has been a crazy week for us, but the amount that we have accomplished has been huge in Minicorp, in Unity Street, myself personally. It's just been a crazy busy week. But let's jump into the points. Okay, so point number one, patience. What I do today, I see the rewards of later down the line, and last week or this week has been a complete indicator of that. For example, we've launched a couple of different apps, but our clients have also put some marketing behind it or did launch events. One happened in Ibiza, other things. It's basically a culmination of many different weeks and months of hard work has now come to fruition, has now come to kind of say hi again to us and go, all of that work was not for nothing. Here's how amazing this is. And it's great to see that. We've seen it from business referrals, for example. Somebody literally rang my phone on Thursday and Friday and said, we've heard from multiple different contacts that we were ringing about references for a different agency that we should be talking to you. People are out there pushing Minicorp and saying that we are the best agency to go and to build a product with. That's huge, but it also is a direct byproduct of us doing great work for a long period of time in order for us to gain that reputation, to build great products, and to gain that reputation is amazing. We may not have known what we were doing at the time. We thought we did, but to see it actually come back in black and white and cold, hard referrals is amazing. Number two is that it's like it's repeat business. One of the big contracts that we've landed in the past 2 or 3 months, their project manager has come back onto us again and said, I know we're only dipping our toe or only commencing that contract, but would you guys be able to look at doing this or look at doing this? And it's amazing to see that repeat business come through just from the short amount of work that we've already done with them. And finally, from a content perspective, like me publishing out these podcasts and publishing out those vlogs every Monday, that's starting to pay for itself already. You can see a complete inclination in the viewership and the listenership, and it's rewarding to get all of these questions being asked over social media. I was also on the Startup Vans show on Friday morning, which was amazing. It was so good to hang out with those guys. But that whole, you know, putting yourself out there, producing content, getting out there in the field, it's really starting to work. And so point number one, patience. What I do today, I see the rewards of later on. It's so true. Point number two, people are reacting to my latest content push. It's crazy. So when you put yourself out there in the internet, you kind of go, okay, so random people will go and listen to my content. But what is happening is something far closer to home. I was in a Maxwell garage recently and some guy just came up to me and he said, why are you not pushing content on Snapchat anymore? And I've never met that guy before in my entire life. But I sat and I asked him, how do you listen to my content, or where do you see the value in my content? Like, I was completely just blown away that a random person could recognize me and was a little bit upset that I wasn't producing content on Snapchat anymore. And he was just loving all the business content. He was loving what I was putting out. And I asked him to check out Instagram stories instead because I'm just not on that Snapchat game right now. But it's really humbling and it's amazing to see. And also, like, I'm getting messages from my family as well going, hey, I just watched your latest vlog. And you're going, how did you even find out about that? Like, I know everybody's on Facebook and they probably found it through some sort of social media stream, but it's amazing to hear people, my family, clients of Minicorp, people in my industry, turning around and saying that they're loving the content that's being produced. It inspires you to go and to create more content. Okay, so point number three, be humble. Not to knock off Kendrick Lamar there, but Be humble is a really big point. I think in my history, and I think in my adolescence or growing up in general, in my immaturity, I would say, it's very easy to hold a grudge or to kind of say, well, I'm right and you're wrong. And what I've learned is that it absolutely gets you nowhere. Even if you're completely in the right and they're completely in the wrong, in any dynamic, even if it's to do with business or it's to do with, just a personal relationship or anything, holding a grudge or kind of proving that you're right, it's worth very little. There's a reason that the other person on the other side of the table is trying to get to that point or that whole conversation is coming up. And if you really look past that and you figure out what they want or how you can solve this problem, you definitely, things go a lot smoother and better. And yeah, holding a grudge is just a waste of fucking energy in general. Another point on being humble is to be fair and honest. So if you remove the ability to hold a judge or the negative connotation against it, and just being a good, honest human, like putting the time and energy and effort into your thinking about every situation of going, am I actually being fair and honest, or am I letting my emotions get the better of me and swaying my decision? Am I being a bit too headstrong here? Is there a better way to solve this problem and to look at this? Do that. Okay. And then finally, on the be humble point, it'll all pay off in the long term. You'll get this reputation as somebody who is of sound mind and body, or just a good overall person. And because of that, people will start to talk to you or talk to you about things. They'll start to trust you a lot more. There's so much to do at that point, but I think staying away from the negative-y stuff and just staying on the be fair, honest, don't hold grudges side of the fence will pay off in its droves. Okay, final point for this podcast. I should be setting the standard for my own relationships and world. Basically, this is a really hard one to explain, but I'm going to try my best. I should not be giving out about something that I'm not willing to change. I get upset at myself and at people in general when they do this. They'll say, let me think of an example. An example would be, I'm not happy with how the government is dealing with this situation. Or, closer to home, I'm not happy with how Johnny is doing that. Or that client is blah. Or that person is X. And they say it in a way, or I would say it in a way of, oh, this is a negative thing. But if I'm not actually willing to change that, if I'm not willing to put in the effort to turn that from a negative into a positive, then why complain about it? Why give out about it? I should be setting the standard across the bench, across every person that interacts with me. They should get a feeling of, Brian does not complain about something unless he's willing to change it. Because then they start to, it starts to effervesce from yourself, and other people start to see the benefits of being like that and then start to slowly change themselves as well. You become the standard. You become, there's a lot around this point, but basically I need to change myself to not speak negatively about anything or complain about anything unless I'm willing to change it. And if I say that sentence saying, I'm not happy with this, or that is bullshit, or whatever, that should be straight away followed up with, and I'm going to solve it by why, I'm going to solve it by doing this or whatever. I think that could really change a lot for me. Okay, so that is the 4 points for episode 8. I hope you're loving it. If you are, please subscribe, but also what would be a huge favor is if you go on to iTunes or Stitcher or one of those amazing podcast providers and give it a 5-star review, give it some love, and a nice little comment is amazing. Okay, thanks a million for listening. Hope you all have an amazing weekend.